Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
And I'm live in Studio A with John Whalen. He's got a show coming up tonight, and I'll have some questions for John in a little bit. First, he's going to play a song for us. Welcome to Studio A, John.
It's great to be here, Mike. It's great fun to be here again after a while. So,
well, what's the name of the first song we'll hear this morning?
We're going to do a set of reels for you, and the first one is called The Pretty Girls of Mayo, The Ships Are Sailing, and The Heather Breeze.
John Whalen performing live in Studio A, and he'll be at Natalie's Coal-Fired Pizza tonight as well. And you won several awards already by the time you were 14 years old, but I think you're going to maybe be eligible for an award coming up, an Emmy Award for a show called Copper.
Well, that would be great. We'd certainly love that to happen, yes.
Well, tell us what's going on with that right now.
Well, a couple of years ago, BBC America brought out the show Copper, based on the Five Points in New York, similar to the, if you watch the movie Gangs in New York, that's based in that time period in the late 1800s. And Brian Keene was the guy that did the music for that, but he hired me and Eileen Ivers from Riverdance and Joni Madden from Cherish the Ladies and Anna Colleton on Boron. So we have fiddle, flute, Boron, and accordion, and he plays a whole host of instruments. And he wrote the theme for that, and it's up for an Emmy, so that's really exciting. And but it's the first time I've been on a project that has that kind of an award.
Well, congratulations. I hope things go your way on that. You brought a couple folks with you today. Can you introduce them real quick?
We have Jill Chambliss over here on flute and vocals, and she's going to be singing a song in a little while, and Don Penzine. Jill is from Mississippi, and Don is... Alabama. And Don is from Mississippi. Don Penzine on guitar is from Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. And Don is actually a director of the Mississippi Irish Festival.
And you now live in Alabama.
I now live in Alabama.
Yeah. When did you make
Roll
that
Tide.
That's right. Roll Tide.
So, sure, Ohio being a big football, college football state, there's a lot of competition with Alabama. Football.
When did you make that move to Alabama?
I moved down there in May. Yeah, so I don't sound like I'm from Alabama. I was in Connecticut for the last 25 years, but having fun now down in sunny L.A., as
you,
we call it.
You moved to the United States around 1980. Did you move directly to Connecticut, or did you bounce around a little bit before ending up there?
I bounced around the Northeast. I was in New Jersey for a while, and New York, upstate New York, and then finally in the last 25 years in Connecticut. So, mostly in the Northeast, though, I lived. But I traveled the U.S. extensively over that 33 years I've been here, though.
And you've played the Dublin Irish Fest several times. I think you were just there recently, weren't you?
We were just there, and it was fantastic. The weather was incredible. I mean, all the listeners out there, you certainly know, even if you didn't go to the festival, the weather was fantastic. But I think everybody in Columbus and Dublin went to the festival. The weather was so good. We had a great crowd, and I think it was my 14th time doing the festival. So wow. I'm truly blessed to be able to do it. And Don was with me at the time. Unfortunately, Jill had other commitments, so she flew in on Sunday evening. So, and we headed up to Michigan for a tour.
In your show tonight at Natalie's, will you be a trio this evening?
We'll be a trio this evening, and
okay,
and we're looking forward to it. It's our first time at Natalie's, and I hear great things about the venue and of course about the food. So. I think there's some tickets available. I'm really not sure, but we'd love for you to come and see us and hang out, and we'll be glad to make your acquaintance.
Okay, well, let's hear another song. What's the name of this one?
This song is called The Merchant's Son. It's about a wealthy man who likes to come into town and mingle with the poor folks every now and then. There's a bit of a moral to this one. He has gone. He's mounted on this milk-white steed, and away with pleasure he did ride. Fa-la-da-do-ra-light-o, fa-la-da-day. A beggar wench he chanced to meet, a beggar wench of low degree, and he took pity on her distress and said, "Me lassie, you've got a pretty face. Fa-la-da-do-ra-light-o, fa-la-da-day." Well, they both inclined then to have a drink. To a public house they went, and they ordered ale and brandy too, and both of them got to roaring fool. Fa-la-da-do-ra-light-o, fa-la-da-day. Well, they both inclined then to go to bed, and under cover soon were laid. Strong ale and brandy went to their heads, and both of them slept as they were dead. Fa-la-da-do-ra-light-o, fa-la-da-day. Later on, the wench she rose. She put on the merchant's clothes, with his hat so high and his sword so dear, and she's away with the merchant's gear. Fa-la-da-do-ra-light-o, fa-la-da-day. Early next morn the merchant arose, and he looked round to find his clothes, but there was nothing left in the room but a ragged petticoat and a torn gown. Fa-la-da-do-ra-light-o, fa-la-da-day. Well, the merchant, being a stranger in the town, he put on the old coat and gown, and in the street, he loudly swore that he never would lie with the beggar no more. Fa-la-da-da-da-da-da, fa-la-da-day.
That's John Whalen and a couple of his friends performing live in Studio A, and you can see them tonight at Natalie's Coal-Fired Pizza. At least we think there's a few tickets left. We're not sure at this time, I believe. And Passage of Time is the new CD. Is that out yet?
This Passage of Time came out this year, and very excited about it. It's an accumulation of original tunes that I've written over the last 30 years, and some of the music on that CD is ended up on shows like Sex and the City and History's Mysteries, History's Detectives. And so that's pretty exciting, you know.
And you, I believe, appeared on Conan O'Brien. Did you get to meet him?
Or? Yeah. Actually, it was actually a lot of fun. There's an interesting story about doing Conan O'Brien that I found out afterwards, and that is Jimmy Vivino and Jerry Vivino are in the band, and their brother is a guy... I've lost his name. But anyway, we did a Uncle Floyd. He had a TV show back in the 80s called Uncle Floyd. And I did that show in the 80s. And I had no idea he was the brother of Jimmy and Jerry Vivino. And Conan was there. He was a really great guy and actually a great drummer. And Max was actually on tour with Bruce Springsteen at the time. So they had a fill-in drummer. And... I did the show in my leather pants and my leather vest and my big leather hat, you know. And Conan was impressed with my outfit that day, you know. Yeah. He told Andy I could kick his butt.
That leather stuff, is that maybe because you used to actually like punk music and stuff like that? Or is it a Celtic leather outfit?
I was born in London, you know, so, I grew up in that. You know, I was 15 in 1975, you know, when first punk rock music came out. So, I was intrigued by all that stuff, but not a huge follower, but I have some of the early punk rock stuff. And it's great to listen to different kinds of music because it helps you broaden your horizon, musically speaking. And when you write music, a lot of my music is not just straight traditional music. It crosses over various genres, and that makes it interesting to other people, but... Also, it's kind of that fine line between having success commercially and promoting and presenting traditional Irish music.
And you've mentioned a few TV shows already that you've appeared in, or at least your music has. I know there's a film, a movie, where you're playing in a wedding band in there.
Yeah, we did the opening scene to a movie called Ride with the Devil with Jim Caviezel, who was Christ in the Passion of Christ. Did a whole host of great movies, The Count of Monte Cristo, and Spider-Man was in that movie. What's his name again?
Toby
Maguire, Skeet Ulrich, Jeff Daniels. So we did the opening scene, myself and Kelly Wirtz and Roger Landis and Zan McLeod. It was really a lot of fun doing that out in Missouri. And I also did Gods and Generals with Robert Duvall. That was fun. That's a big blockbuster movie, so...
You also got involved somehow in a Yoko Ono film. How did that work?
I was playing with Pat Kilbride. A lot of people at the Dublin Irish Festival would remember Pat Kilbride from the Kips Bay Cayley Band days.
Okay.
And Pat met somebody. I don't know who it was, but anyway, he was requested to put something together for this movie that Yoko Ono was doing, and it's called Somewhere in the City. And so we did a 90-second recording, and that thing is... You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, it's John Whalen live in Studio A. He'll be performing tonight at Natalie's Coal-Fired Pizza. I've got the time here. It looks like 8 p.m. to 10 p.m.
8 to 10.
Is the show tonight at Natalie's. Can we hear one more song before you take off this morning?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Mike. And thanks to Glenn and the studio here. It's always a pleasure to come and talk to everybody here in Columbus. So a couple of jigs for you.